Grandpa Still Remembers and Paul's Parables present stories by Auntie Winnie, my sister, who was a missionary in South Africa.
Hi, I'm Winnie. Here you are, stories about anything, written especially for kids in South Africa.
Beginnings, Episode 10. Ready to continue with Uncle Abram and Nephew Lot? Lot was a rather selfish young man, wasn't he? And he enjoyed living in Sodom and letting his shepherds look after the flocks. Where did Abram go? Uncle Abram to the rescue. Abram and Sarai moved to the mountains near Hebron, south of present-day Jerusalem, where Abram could sit out at night and look at the stars. One night, as Abram and Sarai sat together watching the sky at night, God came. "Can you count them, Abram?"
"Count what, God?"
"The stars. I'm going to make your descendants as many as the stars in the sky, like the sand on the seashore, the dust of the earth, and I will bless the whole world through your descendant." Now we know now that descendant was Jesus. Abram didn't know that. "Tomorrow morning," God went on, "you stand here and look every direction, north, south, west, east. I am going to give your descendants all the land you can see."
"Abram," said Sarai next morning, "I don't want to doubt God, but he keeps talking about our many descendants, and I can't even get pregnant. I'm not getting any younger."
"You wait, dear. I'm sure God has a plan." But Abram himself wondered sometimes, so he was glad to see a visitor hurrying toward their tent. "Ha! I wonder who this poor tired guy is. Looks like he's been in the wars. Sarai, go get him some cool milk to drink." And he greeted the man as he came.
"Come, rest in the shade, friend. My wife is getting you some refreshment."
After the man rested a bit, they greeted and talked about their families. He said, "Are you Abram, Lot's uncle?"
"Yes," Abram replied.
"Well, Sodom has been attacked and defeated, and the king and all the people taken captive. Flocks have been driven off. City has been completely looted. Lot and his family were captured too. I fled to the hills and escaped. I thought you might want to know."
"Which way did they go? How long ago? How big an army?"
And with the answers to his questions, Abram called his 318 trained fighting men, sent messages to his friends and allies, and set off in chase. They caught up with the army a few nights later, and Abram divided his forces so they could attack from all sides in the night. They defeated that army and chased them off and recovered Lot and his family, plus all the captives from Sodom and the animals and the riches. As Abram's forces returned to the valley of Sodom, the king of Sodom came out of hiding to meet them, and the priest Melchizedek brought them food and blessed them and praised God. "Blessed be God who gave you the victory over your enemies." And Abraham gave the priest Melchizedek an offering, one-tenth of all he had captured. Then the king of Sodom came.
"Oh, Abram, what an amazing man you are. It was so good of you to help me recover all my people."
Abram's bodyguard muttered, "Help him? He was hiding in the caves."
"Just give me all the people of Sodom, and you can keep the riches for yourself, in payment for your help."
"No, thank you, king. God is able to give me all I need. I don't want you bragging that you made Abram rich."
"He would, too," said Eliezer.
"Hush, Eliezer," said Abram. "I promised God I wouldn't take anything from you except the food my armed forces have eaten." And Lot thanked his uncle and went back to Sodom with his family, while Abram returned to Sarai in Hebron. Again that night, God told Abram, "I am your reward,
and your protection, Abram. This time Abram asked God, But what good are my riches if I have no child, and my servant Eliezer is to inherit from me? No, Abram, your own son, born to you, will inherit, and to his children's children I will give all this land. Your own son, born to you, God said, asked Sarai the next day. Then maybe it won't be my child. Why don't you sleep with my maid Hagar? You know, in the laws here, any child she has by you is technically my child because she's my slave. I don't think I will ever have children. Finally, Abram agreed that might be a good plan. And so he slept with Hagar, Sarai's Egyptian maid. As soon as Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to be sassy and despise her mistress. Sarai was not pleased. Now look what you've done, she moaned to Abram. My maid thinks she's better than me now. She shows no respect. It's miserable having her around. I don't need a slave like that. Abram was tired of the whole business. So send her away. She's your maid, he said. And she did. Oh my goodness. Look what trouble we get into when we do God's plan our way. Now what? Listen again and see if Sarai's plan or God's is the right one. Bye for now.